Hey everyone, welcome to a brand new episode of Astrophysica's podcast. I am Krishna Pachandani and I have with me Shweta Ramkumar. Hey Shweta.
Hi Krishna, hi guys.
So guys, today we'll be talking about a theory that could solve confining cosmic quandaries and unite gravity with the rest of nature's fundamental laws, and that is modified gravity. So let me start. So of nature's four fundamental forces, gravity is the most innately experienced. From our earliest self-directed moment as a children, we marvel at how the drop block or to parents' expectations, the spilled drink falls to the floor. Gravity, we quickly come to learn, is a fact of life, inviolable and unstoppable.
That's right. But for theoretical physicists too, gravity is a very stubborn thing. Because our present explanation for its behavior, which is the general theory of relativity, has passed every single test we've ever thrown at it. And an astonishing array of phenomena that general relativity predicts, including the existence of gravitational waves, black holes, time dilation, and so on, you name it, have all been, you know, borne out in the century plus since Albert Einstein originally postulated it.
Exactly. And yet general relativity is not to be all and not the be all end all when it comes to gravitation. So for starters, general relativity's gravity does not mathematically mesh with nature's other three forces, namely strong, weak, and electromagnetic interactions. Zooming out to the universe as a whole, general relativity fails to explain severely conflicting measurement of how fast the cosmos is expanding. Nor does it accommodate dark energy, a mysterious gravity-defying entity comprising around 70% of the universe. The problem don't stop there. To account for the way galaxy cluster and whirl without flinging their stars into space, theorists have had to slot in another mysterious entity, a gravity-exuding dark matter.
That's right. But suffice to say, general relativity is a day late and a dollar short. Because faced with these deep dilemmas, some physicists are accordingly pursuing theories of modified gravity, where hallowed rules can be bent or even broken. There are many versions of modified gravity because it can be anything that goes beyond Einstein's theory of general relativity. And so, Krishna, what is that theory? What does it say?
So, modified gravity theory is also known as scalar tensor vector gravity theory, and it's based on an action principle and postulate the existence of a vector field while elevating three constants of theory to scalar fields. So in the weak field approximations, this theory produces a Yukawa-like modification of gravitational force due to a point source. Intuitively, this result can be described as follows: far from a source, gravity is stronger than the Newtonian prediction. But at a shorter distance, it is counteracted by a repulsive fifth force due to the vector field.
Yeah, and this theory has been used successfully to explain galaxy rotation curves, the mass profiles of galaxy clusters, gravitational lensing in the bullet cluster, and cosmological observations without the need for dark matter. But on a smaller scale, in our solar system, this theory predicts no observable deviation from the actual general relativity. So the theory may also offer an explanation for the origin of inertia.
So essentially, modified gravity assumes that on the largest or smaller scales, gravity acts in novel ways compared to the well-tested scales in the middle, including those ceaselessly probed by toddlers. There are now many reasons to expect general relativity's modification, both for very large distances and for very small distances as well.
And according to physicists, the reasoning behind this thinking is that to date is we've only really tested general relativity to an ultra high precision within our own solar system. To name but a couple instances, we've got how the four-dimensional space-time described by this theory influences the orbits of planets as well as the spins of gyroscopes which are aboard Earth orbiting satellites.
Yeah, and nowadays there are quite many significant observational tests of modified gravity in the planning. All of them are related to precision measurement of cosmological parameter of inflation, dark energy, dark matter, and gravitational waves.
Yes, the detection of gravitational waves, which are the ripples in the fabric of space-time, described by general relativity. So these were first detected in 2015 by LIGO, which is a project led in part by members of the Cavell Institute of Astrophysics and Space Research at Massachusetts Institute of at MIT, basically. So two other gravitational wave detectors, we have Virgo and Kagra, and they've joined the party since then. These experiments are, you know, basically lifting the hopes of modified gravity researchers that G-wave anomalies will eventually emerge, therefore lending support to models beyond Einstein's theoretical, you know, 2D force. A space-based gravitational detector is also in development, and that's called LISA, and this will raise the ante even further.
Yeah, and whatever new insights may come, the tried and true general theory of relativity will very much remain a part of a broader framework for this thing we call gravity. In a simple words, modified gravity does not rule out Einstein's theory, but it shows its boundaries.
And sorting out gravity's complete nature would, you know, clue us in not only to the universe's origins and its past, but also its eons, which is yet to come. And we might be able to definitely, maybe, answer whether the universe will continue to spread out for eternity, or will it come back together ultimately in a big crunch?
Yeah, and more relevantly for humankind, in here and now, a full reckoning of gravity would advance our understanding of fundamental physics. That in turn could potentially open the door to new technologies and capabilities critical for our species' survival and flourishing someday, maybe out in a wider galaxy.
That's right. So what those modifications precisely are to general relativity is the key scientific question in our efforts to understand the universe. So the right answer is basically going to be very important for the future of cosmology, astrophysics, and physics in general, and maybe even for our own civilization, because space is our future, isn't it?
Yeah, right. So thank you for listening, guys. We hope you enjoyed this episode. See you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.